Highland Park may be landlocked, but that doesn't mean its schools aren't growing. In 1989, the school district had about 4,000 students. Today, it has more than 7,000 kids.
What we're seeing in Highland Park is more families moving into this neighborhood and into this community, and it appears to be to take advantage of the schools here.
That's John DeLander, Director of Communications for the Highland Park Independent School District. He says a $361.4 million bond package on the ballot would address the needs fueled by that growth.
For every three homes that are sold, one additional child moves into Highland Park ISD. And that, after a while, just begins to accumulate.
The biggest block of money would pay for renovations and additions to four schools. Also covered, rebuilding three elementary schools and constructing the first new one since 1949. The rest of Highland Park's bond package would pay for more land, technology upgrades, and additions to extracurricular programs. Voters in Allen ISD will decide on a $272 million bond package. Superintendent Lance Hint.
The largest is the rebuild of our Lowry Freshman Center, which was built in the late 50s, opened up in 1960, and by our estimate, it's been renovated seven times to provide for the growth of Allen ISD.
The proposal would also pay for a new elementary school in Northwest Allen and a satellite building for Allen High School's STEM program. The rest of it would go toward renovations, technology, and security upgrades, and more land. Allen's last bond program passed in 2008.
Since 2008, we've added about 2,500 kids. Based upon demographers' reports, in the next 5 years, we'll add another 2,500. Now, that's not the significant growth that we saw 10 years ago, but it's still growth.
In Grand Prairie, voters are looking at a $91 million bond program to pay for new schools and the renovation of existing buildings. Also on the ballot is something called a tax ratification election. Sam Buckmeyer is the district's spokesman.
That's another system set up by the state of Texas that provides funding in a different way. And you can ask voters to approve that, and it adds additional maintenance and operations dollars without adding to the debt of the district.
Buckmeyer says the money collected under this system could be spent on other district needs like teacher pay, early childhood education, and student safety. He says the measure would raise about $14 million for the district. As for the $91 million bond program,
there are some set projects that those would be used for. Those would go to Grand Prairie High School, which would be the largest bulk of the bond package, South Grand Prairie High School, the Young Women's Leadership Academy, Austin Elementary, Bowie Elementary, and then finally Garner Elementary to do some very specific projects.
Rockwell ISD and, of course, Dallas ISD are also holding bond elections. Voters have until Friday to vote early. Election day is next Tuesday, November 3rd. Stella Chavez, KERA News.